So, first update for everyone. Here's some case law for you. Moody versus American National Insurance Company from January of 2021. It's a Fifth Circuit case. Why are we talking about this? New sort of precedent and rule here. The Fifth Circuit holds Sarbanes-Oxley only covers actions that an employer takes against its own employees, and therefore you only have whistleblower protection under Sarbanes-Oxley SOX if you're an employee of the retaliator. So you could be working for a contractor of another entity and bring a whistleblower claim against your employer, the contractor. That's permitted. But what you can't do is bring a whistleblower claim against the sort of separate parent or affiliated entity, if that makes sense. The easiest way to just figure the test is, you know, are you getting a W-2 or 1099 or what have you from this entity? And if the answer is yes, you can. And if the answer is no, you cannot. Case law is pretty clear from this forward. As far as we know, Fifth Circuit, the only circuit to pass on this. Supreme Court hasn't touched it. So other circuits haven't touched it, as far as we know. Watch this space. Next. Oh, I don't. I'm going to get up just to keep it interesting. Can you tell that we're... Oh, is this not on? All right, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take it with me. Can you tell we're trial lawyers? All right. So, False Claims Act update. Near and dear to our hearts. This is pretty interesting, y'all. The question is, does the False Claims Act retaliation provision, 3730H, prohibit post-employment retaliation? Every time a plaintiff's lawyer says post-employment retaliation, a defense lawyer gets their ways. These are the toughest claims. Juries hate these claims. Judges hate these claims even more. We all know this. The question is just, can you get past a motion to dismiss on this claim that everyone else hates? By the way, clients and plaintiffs love these claims. They call us all day long with these claims. Blackballing in the industry, blackmail, etc. So the Tenth Circuit said no. Potts versus Center for Excellence is the case in 2018. They read the statute. They said on the plain text of the statute, post-employment retaliation not prohibited. Fast forward to 2021, and here's your update. The Sixth Circuit looked at the exact same text and said yes. Case is United States ex rel Fenton versus William Beaumont Hospital. Just so you have a sense of what that's about, it was a doctor case. Felton is a doctor. He claimed that Beaumont blacklisted him after he filed a quitam complaint in which he alleged the hospital violated certain federal and state laws. And the blacklisting occurred after Felton's termination from Beaumont. Does he have a cognizable claim that survives a motion to dismiss? The district court and then the appellate court said yes. And the policy reasoning, of course, is if employers can threaten, harass, and discriminate against employees even after the fact, they would be dissuaded from reporting fraud to the government, which is the purpose of the statute. Interesting tidbit that most folks aren't going to know beyond this. A district court in Washington, D.C. in March of this year looked at the Sixth Circuit and the Tenth Circuit and went with the... Anyone want to guess? Who says Tenth Circuit? No? Who says Sixth Circuit? Yes? Got like two? Y'all are right. They went with the Sixth Circuit and said cognizable claim, motion to dismiss, denied. The Supreme Court looked at the circuit split and they said, not interested. We've got other dastardly deeds to do. So I will turn it over to Drew for some coronavirus whistleblower updates.
All right. For those of you who may have seen one of our prior presentation, we forecasted that there would be a number of whistleblower issues related to health and safety concerns related to coronavirus. And it turns out, particularly in the last year, this has borne out, that the OSHA, which basically protects workers whistleblowing about concerns about health and safety in the workplace, it protects them from retaliation and from termination. And the Department of Labor has been very active last year, particularly in Texas, with respect to coronavirus issues. So in July of 15th, 2021, the Department of Labor sued a Bohan Dentistry up in North Texas, because this was a case where the dental service service had furloughed a bunch of its employees, and there were some employees who had expressed lots of concerns about returning and about working conditions when they did return, and those employees were not rehired along with everybody else. So the Department of Labor filed suit. Then later on in October 13th, the Department of Labor sued High Tech Motor Cars here in Austin, which is a luxury car dealer, and they terminated an employee because that employee found out that another employee had COVID, and the management was not doing anything about it, not letting anybody else know about it. So he made a point of reporting this other employee having COVID, and was apparently terminated less than an hour after sending that email. And so in this case, again, another instance where the OSHA division of the Department of Labor took enforcement action. Then on November 17th, 2021, the Department of Labor filed a lawsuit against Peterbilt Motor Company, which is a sort of global truck manufacturer, about a worker who, again, had expressed a lot of concerns about the health and safety measures to protect against coronavirus in the facility. And this is another example where the Department of Labor is now taking a lot of vigorous actions against employees who are being terminated just for voicing workplace safety concerns. So this is an area that I think will continue to develop as coronavirus continues to be an issue in the workplace.
And Drew, let me step back and ask you a question from 20,000 feet about coronavirus whistleblowers. Because I'm trying to figure out if there were more articles written about potential lawsuits than actual lawsuits filed. State of Texas has more than 500 employees, let's say, give or take.